Amen.
Now is the acceptable time.
Now, you're right.
Today is the salvation. You might not have another tomorrow.
You're right, Brother Tommy. May not have tomorrow.
Holy.
Praise.
I can go all the way through my home, and I got, what, 4 or 5 phones in my home. And I can pick every one of them up and turn them on. But if there ain't nobody on the other end, I can't talk to them.
Come on.
I can't answer a phone unless somebody calls me.
That's right.
You can't get saved just any time you want to get saved either.
No, you can't.
That's right. Jesus said, nobody can come to me except my Father that sent me draw him.
Draws.
And the only time that you can really, really call on God is when the Spirit of God is a calling.
Draw.
And a beckoning.
Yes.
And a dealing. And pulling at the heartstrings.
That's right, Brother.
What was it Jesus said? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. It's not a physical door.
Stand and knock.
It's the door of the heart. He said, behold, I stand at your heart's door. And I knock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. Ain't that just like the Spirit of God?
Yeah.
When the Holy Ghost, when the Lord comes down in a service, that we realize what our need is.
Yeah.
And he's drawing us.
Drawing us.
We know. We're not blind to it.
Come on.
We know what our need is. We can hide it from anybody else, our companion, our family. Right. But down deep in the heart.
In the heart.
There's a cry.
Come on.
There's a need. There's an emptiness. There's a yearning. You know where you stand.
Come on.
Between you and God. Oh, Lord, you know who you really are inside. God will let you know your need. God will let you feel your need.
You will.
Ain't you glad of that this morning? Hallelujah. The Bible said, it's not my will that any perish, but all come to me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will of no wise I cast out. Hallelujah. The arms of God is wide open. And you raise your little hand this morning and say, thank God he heard me. He called me and I heard his voice and I opened up my heart. And as for me, I'm going to serve him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This living word is real. There's life in the pages. I'm telling you, you open up this Bible and Jesus, the Son of God, walks out of the pages. Can I tell you this morning, he still walks in the storm and he walks upon the waves of the water. Hallelujah. He walks upon the hills and the mountains and the valleys. Can I tell you this morning, Jesus is a good shepherd. He leaves the 90 and the 9 in the fold and he goes out into the mountain and into the valleys looking for that lost sheep. Hallelujah. When he finds it, he lays it across his shoulder and he brings it home and rejoices. Another lamb has been rescued and another sheep has been brought into the fold. Raise your hand and praise him. I don't want to be lost in this age that I'm living in. I want to be found. I want to be saved. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God. That's right.
Oh, God.
God knows how, and he knows when, he knows where, he sees you laying a sparrow that come fall to the ground, except your heavenly Father sees it. I'm telling you, God knows all about you, every atom and every cell in your body. He knows when you get up, and he knows when you sit down. He knows when you close your eyes, and when you go to bed of a night, and wake up the next morning. Every one of your steps are numbered between you and the grave, and only God knows how many more steps that you got before you go into the grave. But I'd like to know that I live for God and I serve him. Hallelujah. And worship him. Hallelujah. And when I come time to die, hallelujah, it's goodbye here and good morning over there. Woo! Raise your little hand. I've got a better place to go to. This world ain't my home. I'm just a passing through. I'm telling you, this earth and the world that you live in, it's just a bridge that you're crossing into eternity. I want you to know, Job asked the question, if a man die, shall he live again? I'm telling you, you're going to live somewhere. You're alive physically this morning, but the soul and the spirit on the inside of your heart is going to go into eternity.
Brother Tommy, come on.
Is it well with your soul? Is it well?
Oh, God.
I want to really, really, really ask you, have you genuinely repented of your sins?
Come on now.
Has there ever been a time in your life that you definitely prayed through and repented of your sins and got a born-again experience, and if you haven't, you're lost?
Yes.
That's it.
Born again.
This is crazy.
What was it Jesus said to Nicodemus? Nicodemus was afraid because people were being persecuted, and he came to Jesus in the middle of the night when it's dark. He didn't want anybody to see. I don't want to be classified. I'm afraid I'll lose my life, you know, if I identify with this Jesus, this man of Galilee, they might kill me. So he sneaks up. Jesus, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God.
Yeah.
Nobody can do these miracles that thou doest except God sent him. We know that there's just something about you, Jesus. Jesus looked at Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, truly, truly of a surety, I say unto you, you must be born again.
You must be.
Nicodemus looked right into the eyes of Jesus, the Son of God, God manifested in the flesh.
Come on.
He said, how is that possible, Jesus? How can a man enter back into his mother's womb and be born again?
Come on, man.
And Jesus walked up probably a little closer to him and looked in his eyes and said, looky here, Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. You've got a natural body, a fleshly body. But he said, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. You see, we are a spirit being. We have a soul and we live in a body. It's totally different this morning.
Come on.
I'm a spirit being. A spirit will never die.
Never die.
It'll live throughout the endless ages.
Eternal.
The body will die. So what Jesus said to Nicodemus, verily, verily, truly, truly, Nicodemus, I say unto you, you must be born again of the water and of the spirit. Your spirit on the inside has to have a new birth. You got to be born again in your heart.
Lord.
That is the reason sinners are sinners. They're shaping in iniquity. They're formed in sin. When they're born into this world, they're born into sin. They have a sin nature on the inside. That's the reason they commit sin. They love the world. They love everything around them, the material things. They're sinners. The heart craves the things of the world. But when Jesus comes in, have you really repented of your sins? Have you really, really been born again? If you have, the Bible said all things are passed away. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are made new. Your spirit has been changed. Your heart has been transformed. The things you used to love, you don't love them anymore. The sins you used to attach yourself to, you don't want them anymore. Hallelujah. And the things that you shunned and didn't want to get around, you love them now. There's been a change on the inside of your heart. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the reason I love God's people. I said, that's the reason I love the house of God and the house of worship. It's because my heart's been changed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Raise your little hand and praise Him this morning.
Thank God. My heart's been changed.
There's been a change in me. A change in me. I'm not the man that I used to be. All things are been made new ever since I met this man at Galilee.
Yes.
Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord. Mom and Dad, they raised me in church. I knew there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shine.
Come on.
I knew the story about the old rugged cross and the sweetest story it's ever been told. Of a man that came and hung there and took nails through his hands and his feet and paid a price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I heard that sweet old story.
Come on.
I knew about a heaven to gain where the righteous and the redeemed go when they die. I also knew that there was a place called hell, a place to shun.
Oh,
I want you to know this morning, this ain't on the plans, and you can see my notes this morning. But Ezekiel said that there is a place in the nether, N-E-T-H-E-R, the nether regions of this earth. Look it up. The regions that are way down in the center of this earth, it's got a place called Hades. Hell, H-E-L-L. It constantly burns with flames. Jesus said those that go in it, they weep. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I've often thought, I said, Lord, what's the weeping about? And I felt like the Holy Ghost just recently told me the weeping of those that's in that nether region. Somewhere beneath your feet, way down in the core of this earth, there's a cavern there that's full of fire and darkness. The fire scientists say they can create a flame so hot that it goes from an amber to a blue, and then it turns black with such fervent heat. And there's a place called outer darkness that's under your feet somewhere. And the portals are open. The gates of it are open. And the multitudes every day that go out without God, they descend and they go down into this pit called hell. Hallelujah. David said, the pit almost has closed her mouth upon me. And can you raise your hand and say, God, I don't want to go into that place. I don't want to go into hell. And Jesus warned. He said, the rich man, it came time for him to die. And when the rich man died and they buried him, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. I want you to know that once you go into that awful place, there ain't no return and no coming out of it. That's the reason this morning you feel the Holy Ghost in this building. It's because God said, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. I'm telling you, a lot of people will get up this morning and they'll tie their shoes on their feet. But before the day is over, the undertaker will untie them. But Lord, help us, I pray.
Yes. Oh, God.
Over 2,000 years. Over 2,000 years, a rich man's been right there.
Been right there.
Burning. The weeping of those that's in hell will be the tears that they would cry because of missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Missed opportunities.
I had a chance. I can't believe I had a chance and I forfeited. I cannot believe this.
Oh, God.
The rich man looked across that great gulf into paradise. And he saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom in paradise.
Yeah.
And he prayed. He said, Father Abraham, would you have mercy on me? Have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I'm tormented in these flames. Jesus said that Abraham looked back and said to the rich man, I'm sorry, but there's a great gulf between me and you. And those that are on that side cannot cross over. Neither can we come to where you are. There's a gulf that you'll never cross.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Come on.
And what was it the rich man said back to Abraham? He said, would you send Lazarus back that he may warn my five brothers? I got five brothers back home. And send Lazarus back that he may warn my five brothers unless they come to this awful place.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This has tore me up this morning.
Come on, buddy.
I made up my mind. No matter what others say, I'm going to follow Christ and walk in His way. Today's the day of salvation. You must be born again. You must know within your heart that you're ready to meet God. You must have the blood of Jesus applied to your heart. And you ask Him.
Have you asked Him?
Have you really asked Him?
Oh, God.
Have you opened your heart and said, Jesus, come in me. Hallelujah, live in my heart. Have you?
Oh, God, have mercy.
Oh, God, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Abraham said back to the rich man, said, your five brothers have Moses and the prophets. They've got the word of God too.
Yeah.
And if they don't hear that message from them, they wouldn't even be persuaded, though I was able to send Lazarus from the dead and walk right in there and warn them.
Sure. Help us to be persuaded.
This is your only hope.
Come on. That's right. It's the word of God.
It's your only hope. This is your only ticket.
Right.
Right in the pages of this book.
That's it.
I see a rugged cross. Man, oh man. And when Jesus, you know, there's something about the omniscience of God, God being all knowing and seeing the end from the beginning.
Yes.
He knew that you would be here this morning.
He knew.
God knows our whereabouts.
He knows all things.
And God has made a way. Listen. When you were being formed in your mother's belly, Psalms 139, David said, Lord, when I was in my mother's belly, you saw me.
Yeah.
Oh, what knowledge you took of me when I was intricately divined and shaped. All of my little members was coming together in my mother's body, and you saw me then, and you loved me then. I want to tell you something. When Jesus was on the cross, you were on His mind. Raise your little hand and praise Him.
Lord, I praise
you. Oh, thank God. You were on His mind.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. You were on His mind. And no matter how your life has turned out,
yes.
No matter the direction you've taken in life,
right.
No matter how old you are,
come on.
No matter what you've done bad, God forgives.
God
I said, there's a Savior hanging on a cross. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I saw you. I saw you when you was born. Hallelujah. I want you to know, listen to me this morning. When my mommy and daddy named me Tommy as a little tiny baby, God heard that name in heaven.
He did.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. And God said somewhere down the road, I'm going to send a Holy Ghost filled minister, and he's going to witness to that little boy named Tommy when he gets about 20 years of age. Thank God and in heaven, for God loved me that much. A knock came on my door late one night, I don't know, around midnight. Went over there and opened it up, and there was a man that I used to take drugs and alcohol with. He played a lead guitar in a rock band. Opened up the door, and there stood a man with a shiny face and a beautiful smile upon his face, and had his Bible under his arm. He said, can I come in? I said, yes, sir. Jerry, come on in. He got saved a few months before I did. He came in, and I'm telling you, you could see the glow of Almighty God in his face and in his eyes. Hallelujah. He sat right there and witnessed to me about 2 hours and read to me scriptures. He read about the beauties of heaven. He got ready to go. He said, Tommy, he said, me, my sister, mom, and dad singing a quartet. He said, I'm telling you, I'm happier right now than I've ever been. He said, I'm ready to go to heaven.
heaven. He said, Tommy, if you're not, if you die lost, you'll never get to go there. If Jesus comes and raptures the church out, you'll be left behind. And I thought to myself on the inside, I don't want to be left behind. Can you imagine the mothers and the dads and the lost ones on that day that Jesus comes? Hallelujah, and takes all the little children out. Can you imagine going into a little crib and say, where's my baby? You mean I've been left behind? Raise your little head. I don't want to be left behind, God. Holy Lord, heaven is full of joy and peace and little children there, and they'll never be abused, and there's no tears over there in that city, no wreaths of death hanging on anybody's door, and no sorrow and no pain. Can you say this morning, I want to go, I want to go.
Yes. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God.
He got to the door and he told me where the church is at, and I said, yeah, I'll go. And here I was, man, off the shape ever was, long hair, beard, goatee, pointed, looked like a devil himself. I went and got some mustache, my wax, that real black stuff, and I just made it just as dark as I could get it, big long sideburn. Come on. But God loved me. Can you imagine a heart full of sin and God still loving you? Can you imagine of all your failures and faults and weaknesses and God still loves you?
God still loves
you. Yes, still yes. Loves. Yes, he does.
Oh, he still loves me.
Still loves.
No matter what I am, where I've been, he loves me.
Right.
Right.
He popped his hand on the side of that door getting ready to go, and I said, where's the church you seen? He told me. 20 years of age. He left, and I looked at Mom come Sunday. I said, Mommy and Daddy, 20 years old. I said, I'm going to church. And they begged me for years to go to church, and I wouldn't go. Mm-mm. Mommy and Daddy, big smile come on their face, and he said, yeah, honey, we'll go with you. Where are you going? I told him. We all got ready that Sunday evening. Listen, this is the most beautiful part. I got in there, Brother Chuck, and got ready. It was just something about how I was feeling on the inside. I knew that I needed to change. I wasn't happy, and I knew that. All the things I had a good job, I was single, lived at home, made great big bonuses. I gave money to everybody, bought people stuff, all the parties and everything. But yet, on the inside, something was missing. A hole that I could never feel. A chasm there that nothing would satisfy. Got ready, got in that car, and went out through the country, made another cut, and went up a hill and hit a gravel road. Listen, he told me Walnut Gap. And that church was built back in 1916. It's there today, a little white country church and a steeple on top of it. I pulled into the parking lot, and lo and behold, there's Jerry. And he had his amp in one hand and that guitar in the case in the other, and he looked around into that parking lot, and he saw me. I looked at him, and he sat down at a lamp like that, and he said, come on in. Come on in. Ain't that what Jesus is saying? Come, won't you come on in?
Sure.
Won't you just come on in? Listen. All three of us got out of that car. Mommy was up front. Dad was in the back seat. 1974 Plymouth Duster. And I got out. When I got out of that car, inside, I didn't say a thing with these lips, but inside I said to myself, you ever talk to yourself, Annie?
All the time.
And I said to myself as I reached down and locked the door to that old car. Well, it was almost brand new. 74 Plymouth Duster, and I got saved in 74 as a brand new car. And when I slipped the key in there to lock it, I said to myself, mouth closed, I'm not coming back to this car the same.
Praise my God.
I'm not coming back the same Tommy Romans. Won't you slip your hand to him right now? Oh Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for what you've done. Drawing me and pulling my heart. Oh, nothing any sweeter, nothing any better or more precious than this, Brother Chuck.
Amen.
God entered that church. I sat there toward the back. It was on that side right there. One of my parents was directly behind me, just the way we come in. The other was directly across the aisle from me in the bench. Old wooden benches. And I took my seat right next to that aisle. I didn't know it. But there was a visiting minister on the other side of that, on the other end of the bench where I was sitting. Ain't this amazing how God plans? And He just puts people in the right positions and just brings them right into your life.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
You're not here by accident. God is, He brings you to places where He can talk to you and deal with you.
Right.
They got up and sung that song, and I'm telling you, I looked at Jerry, Sister Karen, and his face glowed. It glowed. They sung that song by the Happy Goodmans. Prayer is the keys to the kingdom of God that opens up the door. Oh, Lord, I want what Jerry's got.
Come on.
I want what Jerry's got.
Yeah.
I want to be happy. I want to have the hope that Jerry's got. I said, dear Carolyn, tears, rolled down my face. I didn't have glasses back then like I do now. And they lit into song number two, and guess what it was? There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me o'er. If it wasn't for the light, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the light. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the light, and from the rocks of sin, He has shone that light all around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for this lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Slip your little head up one more time, and of the Lord, there is a light that shines down in the darkest night, right where you are, to let you see your way. Hallelujah to Him.
Yes.
I sat there as they sung that song. Hallelujah. Hit. The tears are dripping off between my feet, and I watched them drip on a wooden floor. Oh, God. There's a lump coming in my throat, and I couldn't swallow it down. The whole time Holy Ghost conviction began to deal with me. That old visiting preacher began to scoot on that old wooden bench right over to me. He nudged me. He said, "Son, do you know the Lord?" I couldn't answer him a word, and I went like this. Oh, he said, "Do you want to go pray?" And I said, "Yeah, yes, I'll go." I tell you, that first step was the hardest. Hallelujah. The devil said, "You can't live it. It's only for old people. Before you die, that's the time to get ready." But I'm telling you, Jesus said to me that night, I looked up at that old altar of prayer, Sister Carolyn, and it seemed like in my mind, I saw Jesus stretching out His nail-print hands. And He said, "Son, if you'll come to me tonight and give me your life, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for." I stepped out of that old bench and got in that aisle. And I come to an altar. And guess who was waiting on me to forgive me and love me and save me? I fell down at an altar of prayer. I said, "God, help me."
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I want to make heaven my home. Listen.
Oh, I've got to make it.
I can't tell you how it happened, but the royal red crimson stream of blood that flowed down that cross flowed over my very heart. And that red crimson blood made my heart as white as snow. And I felt, listen, when I got up to my feet, wow, I'm different.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm different. Mom and Dad was there.
Yeah.
Sissy, I hugged them, I don't know how many times.
I was still crying.
Yeah.
Tears was a rolling, but it was just exactly like you switched the faucet from bitterness to sweet.
Yeah.
The fountain changed. That's the reason Jesus said you must be born again. There's a different fountain.
Different fountain.
Yes.
You can drink from the fountains of this world. It'll leave you bitter and sour.
Yeah.
But you drink from this living fountain, and Jesus is a living fountain. It'll put joy inside of your soul. Would you stand with me this morning? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Holy Lord, I praise you. I praise you. This is the day, Lord, that you've made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you what, when I got up off of my knees and stood to my feet, my life was changed, Sister Carolyn. You see, I found out that the devil lied to me, and 45 and a half years ago, listen, I was saved. And what that old devil told me, he said, you can't live it, you can't live it. Look at this. Look who's holding the microphone. Praise God. He's got keeping power, Brother Jason.
Yes, he does.
You know, when the old enemy comes at me now, I've got Jesus living inside the heart, and the blood's there. The old devil can't cross the bloodline. I'm going to ask you this morning, right now, she begins to play and sing. Let's call on God. The altar is open. Listen, would you make a commitment this morning?
Yes, come on.
Do you want to make a commitment this morning? I want that born again. I want to know. I want to know that born again experience. I want to know that I'm ready for heaven. There's been a change in my heart. Come on, come on. Right now's the time. I want to make sure. I want to know that I'm ready. Come on, come on, right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I come to you. I come to you, Jesus. Your arms are reaching.
On an eagle tree.
Yes, Lord.
I'm nothing.
Woo! I say glory to God, praise you, Lord.
Make mistakes, I often slip.
Jesus.
Just come.
Jesus, do you know him?
Flesh and bone.
Do you have him? Holy
but I'll prove some dangers why I say.
Yes, Lord.
I'm of a special kind.
Come to Jesus. Call on him. Time to pray. Time to get ready. You'll not always have that opportunity. If the phone ain't ringing, you can't answer it. I want you with me in eternity.
Oh, his
Thank you, the bleeding lamb, take away the sins of the world.